You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This March, art lovers are invited to acquire works by a selection of prominent New Zealand artists while supporting the continued development of art at Te Uru Waitakere. In association with WEBS, Te Uru's inaugural fundraising art auction, New Winds, works with the support of artists and galleries and features a fantastic array of works in various media by significant artists from Aotearoa. To hear about the auction and why funding is so centrally important to Te Uru's sustainability of large international exhibitions, I spoke with AD Scherning and James Gatt, director and curator of Te Uru. Here we are now. AD, could you begin by running me through the funding situation you find yourself in at Te Uru at the moment?
Oh, kia ora, Francis. So, yes, my name is AD Scherning. I'm the director of Te Uru Waitakere Contemporary Gallery in Titirangi. We are generously funded by the Waitakere Rangers local board, but we're in a position where we're really wanting to be ambitious with our programming and to extend what the gallery is already doing. So we're doing a big push and a big effort to raise funds so that we can engage in a more international dialogue and extend what's happening here in Aotearoa.
And why is it difficult to get that funding from the government or your usual funding sources to do that bigger work that you want to?
So we get our core operational funding from the Waitakere Rangers local board. Anything that sort of sits outside that standard remit of what our general operations is, we need to raise funds for, which is why we are working on our fundraising art auction, which is coming up soon. So we launched that on the 17th, Saturday the 17th at 10 a.m. We've got coffee and pastries and a bit of fun in the gallery for people to come in and see the artworks that are going under the hammer, working with WEBS Auction House, who are generously supporting that. So they are donating their time, their efforts, their website, their connections, but also donating the buyer's premium to Te Uru. The artists that we're working with, who include some of the country's top artists, such as Gretchen Albrecht, Don Binney, Kashana Bush, Hannah Valentine, we've got Asa Green, lots of really great artists who have worked with us. They will be paid for their work, but a lot of the galleries are donating their full commission on any sales as well. So that's really going to help us to do those more ambitious and international projects.
And obviously a really clear recognition about the importance of those scale of exhibitions. We've got James also on the line, your curator. Kia ora, James. Could you speak to me about, using the example of the upcoming exhibition you've got underfoot, about the degree of funding and logistics that goes into making an international exhibition like that?
Any international exhibition requires a lot of clear communication. I think the first thing is that we've developed this exhibition. It's quite an ambitious exhibition in its scope and scale. There's a number of artists who will be included in the exhibition that are from Australia, and of course balance that with artists who are currently living and practicing in Aotearoa. So one of the simple challenges there is freight and logistics, and freight has become very expensive, and any person working in a gallery will be able to tell you that. So that's one of the biggest challenges for us, is actually just getting work physically here in Aotearoa. But as AD was saying, we're really looking at how Te Uru can operate or position itself in the region for greater exchange within the Moana Oceania region. And sometimes that means shipping large objects across the ocean, and that has just become, in many instances, prohibitively expensive. So for us, fundraising has been really important for making those things happen. And for me, curatorially speaking, it's really important that we engage artists in those dialogues internationally. It just helps to build resonance in the region. And one of those ways of doing it is, of course, to export work and export the work of artists. But the other way to do it is to bring other practitioners here to put in dialogue with the fantastic artists that we're working with in this country.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I was going to ask you perhaps to expand on why it's so important to keep holding these international exhibitions and expanding that cross-country dialogue. You've touched on that, but do you want to expand on that at all?
Yeah, of course. I think it's always been the case. I'm originally from Australia, from Gadigal land in Sydney, and I think it's always been important for Australian artists, but also artists in Aotearoa, traditionally speaking, to leave these places. And there's a long history of artists who have left Aotearoa and Australia to pursue their careers in the Northern Hemisphere. But what we're seeing now, and I mean, Adriano Pedrosa's Venice Biennale is a great example of this, there's an increasing focus on the Southern Hemisphere, on what is referred to as the Global South. And so the institutions that are already here in this place, who are already working with these artists and have a natural affiliation with their practices, we can create resonance in this region too, just by having these exchanges that are more regional, more locally regional, I should say. And I believe that if we build that resonance, that it creates a magnet for people to be drawn to this region to see what the best of the cultural output can be and the heritages from this region can be. And so I think that Te Uru would really like to step up to that and to do more of that. There is a history of exchange between Aotearoa and Australia. The Experimental Art Foundation is just one example of that, going back to the 70s. But I think that we can start to do that, especially concerning practitioners, First Nations practitioners, First Peoples from these places. I think it's really powerful to bring artists like that together. For example, in Underfoot, the exhibition that we have coming up that opens on the 9th of March, we've got artists David Cox and Dee Harding, both First Nations artists from Australia. We've got Anna Iti, Bridget Ruwetti and Lukuta Ture, all Māori artists living and working in Aotearoa at the moment. But it goes extends beyond those worldviews as well to include Pākehā artists too. So it's quite a diverse selection of artists. It's not comprehensive by any means, but I think it does really give a good cross-section of people who are working with organic earth matter, which in itself is such a physical representation of the idea of place and geography.
Thank you, James. Very exciting exhibition. Hey, we'll swing back to you, AD, and just to close off our kōrero, to talk about the auction. What is your hope that the outcome of that will be and that will enable you to do as a gallery going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So with the upcoming exhibition Underfoot, that is being funded by our TBC, which is the Te Uru Benefactors Collective. So we formed this collective of people who love art and they are supporting our ambitions as well. So they're putting the extra funding required for that international freight into that show. With the auction, we're hoping to raise funds that will help us to program in the future with more ambition, to do more exchange and, you know, to not be limited, I suppose, by the ever-increasing costs of international freight.
That was A.D. Scherning and James Gatt, the director and the curator of Te Uru, speaking with me about the upcoming fundraiser.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.